Climate change requires immediate action, and businesses like the insurance industry need to think about how a warming climate will affect them. That's the message the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation heard today. It took testimony from scientists and members of the clean coal industry and the insurance business about climate change and its implications. Alaska Senator Mark Begich sits on the committee and questioned one of the scientists about how melting permafrost will add to greenhouse gases. Dr. Tim Killeen from the National Science Foundation said it's an area that needs more research.
There are some unknowns there, and there's scientific research that's needed to fully understand the rate at which permafrost is becoming degraded and the reasons for that. Mm-hmm. And if you look back at ancient climate change, there's evidence that, in fact, temperature increases led the production of greenhouse gases.
Killeen warned that the more the climate warms and melts permafrost, the more it will release methane gases, which will in turn add to warming. Scientists at the University of Alaska Fairbanks are already researching that. Senator Begich also brought up concerns about ocean acidification.
You know, Alaska produces 62% of the natural fish stock for this country, and obviously we have about 25,000-30,000 people employed directly or indirectly in this industry. Can you give me any thoughts of where research gaps might be in regards to studying the impacts of acidification, not only from the science but also from the job component?
Begich said he wants to figure out how to interest the average voter in climate change. He said explaining the economic impacts may be one of the ways to do that. The committee's chair, John Rockefeller of West Virginia, warned that a third of the country's gross domestic product is sensitive to weather and climate.